On this week's episode of Keeping It Real, Cam says there are few characteristics that are supposed to make humans smarter than other creatures. His dog can do these things reasonably well. His kids, not so much.
The human species is supposed to be able to do a few things that separate us from other creatures. Two of them are to learn from your mistakes and to predict the future. My dog can, in fact, do this reasonably well. When I step through the door every afternoon, she dives under the couch after I found her in the trash one day long ago and hollered at her. Now she wrongly affiliates me coming home with me yelling at her, but I'm impressed she's put this together. It shows a small amount of learning and prediction. Oh, how I wish my kids were as smart as my dog. One would think that the kitchen trash can piled so high with trash that it won't fit under the counter would indicate that it's time to take this trash out. Not at my house. It means it's time to balance the empty ketchup bottle on the very top and carefully close the trash drawer so that the next person has it spill at their feet. Even the dog can see a trash can piled high and make plans to get into it well after we all go to bed. Again, learning and prediction. Can my kids see a full trash can and predict what we'll ask them to do? Apparently they can't. The same with shoes left on the floor. Through some sort of crazy cosmic paradox, when the kids need their shoes, they can't find them. When they don't need them, they're likely in the middle of the kitchen, on the floor. For a time, I threw their shoes onto the patio to make them go outside and get them. No problem, they said. Now we know where to find them. Thanks, Dad. Even the dog finds clothes on the floor and picks them up and brings them to us. But the kids? No. For a period of time, we kept all the stuff the kids left around the house in a big bin near the dining room. To retrieve their stuff, they had to do a chore to earn it back. This is brilliant, my wife and I thought. Think of the stuff we'll get done around here, and it'll teach them a lesson. The kids caught on. They stopped wearing shoes, stopped wearing their hats, found other books to read. The bin filled up, then overflowed like the trash cans. It was a stalemate. I don't remember how it resolved, but their stuff and the bin are gone, and the chores remain undone. My wife and I invest a lot in our kids. Lots of time, gobs of money, lots of attention, the list goes on. We've accepted that their outcome is largely unpredictable. We see things in them that surprise us regularly, and all we can do is love them. And in the end, my wife and I hope and pray that our kids end up as smart as our dog. It would mean that we've done the best we're capable of doing. And there is a lot of work left to be done. It doesn't look good. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To hear more of Cam Marston's commentaries, search for Keeping It Real on your favorite podcast app or find them on Facebook.